Speaking with Coach Gary Carter, the coach of the Murfreesboro Red Devils, winner of Week 8's Team of the Week. Coach, handed your first loss a few weeks ago, but you've really been rolling on all cylinders the past 2 weeks at Harrisburg 2 weeks ago, and then beating undefeated Benton last week.
Well, the kids, you know, I mean, after having the forfeit, you know, the kids had something to prove there. And so the kids just came out and played with, a lot of juice and a lot of fire in their bellies, and they just got after it. And hopefully we can do that again this week.
You know, you never want to see a forfeit loss, but, you know, like I said, most opportune time probably, you know, with it being the final three games of the season and hitting all cylinders, you know, kind of like a reset button, if you will.
Well, yeah. I mean, the kids did some stuff on their own with conditioning and stuff like that. But, I mean, obviously there's nothing organized that you can do. And, we have, you know, it's hard enough for the coaches to get things out of the kids. And when they're by themselves, it's a little harder. But, they did some things, and they didn't get, they didn't get out of shape and stuff like that. They did a little conditioning on their own. And, obviously we came back. And, I guess that's a testament to probably the time we put in the summer probably, because the kids knew what we're doing. And, and this is a good job of executing.
Desmond Clark is such an athlete. Last week, he came out first play, trick play. He throws a 50-yard pass. How long was he begging you to throw that ball?
Well, I mean, about every week he talks to me about, you know, let me throw it. I'm a quarterback. And I said, just Des, you got enough on your plate. Just worry about what you got to do. But this is something it's been in our arsenal from day one, really. And we can really pull that at any time. I mean, we can, and, you know, so it's one of those things that it was just the timing was right. We wanted to start it and, you know, have an opportunity to get a big play in the first play of the game. And, we just worked out in our favor.
We've seen Finke and McZeke rotating at quarterback. Last week, though, you went mostly with McZeke. Are you going to continue that, and what brought about that decision?
It'll be a, you know, situational type thing. I mean, Ryan's a good enough athlete. He's going to play someplace for us. He can play multiple places for us. He's a good athlete, a good kid, works hard. Does everything we expect him to do, and he'll be on the field. He may not be a quarterback, so we'll see. And, you know, he's obviously taking reps at quarterback. We lost two quarterbacks in the Carterville game last year, so you just never know what's going to happen. You got to be ready to go.
Playing DuCoin, they won the other division of the River, kind of a pseudo conference title game here coming up. And then it also gives you a chance to really rev up for the playoffs.
Definitely. I mean, obviously, you want to go in, you know, in the season with a win, and obviously, we're playing a team of the caliber of the coin. You know, we want to come out and, you know, put our best foot forward and have a good game and hopefully come away with a win. And you know, obviously, it would be an upset. I know some saying it's not going to be an upset if we beat them, but, you know, really, they're undefeated. We've been beaten. We know what it feels like to be beaten. Our kids don't want to feel that way again. So we, you know, it's going to be a battle. I mean, they've got a good program, they've got good coaching staff, they got good kids. It's going to be a good game.
And then the Bauman kid, I know he was their kind of star running back, hasn't shown up in the stat box recently. So what's the focus going into this game, I guess?
Well, stop their offense. I mean, we have a lot of tape on them. They've got a lot of tape on us. They know what we're going to do. We know what they're going to do. It just comes down to, you know, how well our kids adjust to their formations and how well they adjust to what we do and who can come out and block and tackle better. So it comes down to that.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.